Today we're going to look at Valentine's Day. And I hope you guys are ready for this Tuesday, because if you're not, you better get out to the stores and get some chocolate and maybe some balloons. We're going to be going through a lot of scripture today, so get your Bibles out. If you don't have your Bibles, we'll have PowerPoint slides behind me, so we're going to be covering quite a few scriptures today. First, we're going to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 8 to 13.
今天首先让各位看一看的是《哥林多前书》的第十三章八到十三节。
With verse 8, love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put away childish ways behind me. Now we see, but a poor reflection, as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three things remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
读文圣经这样子写着，爱是永不可惜，先知讲道之人终必归于无有，所方言之人终必停止，知识也终必归于无有。我们现在所知道有限，先知所讲的也有限，等那完全的来到，这有限必归于无有了。我做孩子的时候，说话像孩子，心思像孩子，意念像孩子，既成了人，就把孩子的事丢弃了。我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清，到那时就要面对面了。我如今所知道的有限，到那时就全知道，如同主知道我一样。如今长存的有信、有望、有爱这三样，其中最大是爱。
Have you ever wondered how Valentine's got started?
你有没有想过这个情人节是怎么样开始的呢？
The history is very interesting.
这故事，这历史很有兴趣的。
It started about 250 years after Jesus.
这个事情的发生是在耶稣降世以后，大约250年。
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
当他在伯利恒出生以后，250年。
There was a priest named Valentine, and he lived in Rome.
当时在罗马住着一位神父，他的名字叫做华伦泰 Valentine。
At the time, Claudius was the emperor of Rome.
在那时候，罗马的皇帝叫做 Claudius。
Some people called him Claudius the Cruel.
称他是一个非常残忍的 Claudius。
Saint Valentine didn't like Claudius, and pretty much no one liked him at the time.
在那时候，圣华伦泰并不喜欢这位皇帝。
See, Claudius wanted to have a big army, and he wanted to have men to volunteer for his army.
当时这位罗马的皇帝需要一个很大的军队，他需要很多人来参军。
And many men didn't want to leave their wives and go off to war.
很多的男人不愿意离开他的太太，而去作战。
So he had a problem. He didn't have enough men in his army.
所以这个皇帝当时就有困难了，他召集不到那么多的人来参军。
And this made Emperor Claudius very angry.
这就使得这位皇帝非常的生气。
So he came up with this crazy idea that if he could get rid of people getting married, then maybe they would be more willing to join the army.
当时他有非常疯狂的思想，说如果没有结婚姻，没有结婚的话，或许很多男人愿意去参军。
So he decreed no more marriages.
所以他开始要成立法律，说不准再有结婚。
Now this is, you've got to think this guy must have been really crazy to stop this.
你会想到这个皇帝他要停止结婚的话，这几乎是疯狂的一个人。
Many young people thought this was very cruel and mean.
那很多年轻人，特别年轻人想到这是非常残忍的，而且是不友善的。
And Valentine thought it was ridiculous.
华伦泰这位神父也想到这是非常不可思议的。
See, one of Valentine's favorite things was to marry people.
当时这位华伦泰神父他最喜欢做事情就是帮人家结婚。
So after Claudius passed the law, Valentine kept marrying people.
当这个法律通过以后，但是华伦泰神父继续的在帮人家证婚。
But he would do it very quietly.
但是他是秘密的在做。
He would whisper the words during the ceremony while listening for the army.
当他在婚礼当中，他是很小声的来进行婚礼，因为他听到外面有军队在巡逻的声音。
But we'll get to Saint Valentine's story a little later.
我们会之后正道当中，我继续跟您讲这个情人节的故事。
The title of today's message is the true meaning of Valentine's Day.
今天正道的主题是情人节的真正的意思。
And my point number one is to stand up for the truth and proclaim the gospel of God's love.
今天我今天讲第一个要点就是我们要为神在福音里面那个大爱的真理，我们要出来做见证。
Let's take a look at Psalm chapter 40, verses 9 through 10.
请大家看一看诗篇的第四十章九到十节。
I proclaim righteousness in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips. As you know, O Lord, I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and salvation. I do not conceal your love and your truth.From the great assembly.
第九章第九节圣经上这样写着，我在大会中宣传公义的佳音，我必不止住我的嘴唇，耶和华，这是你所知道的。第十节，我未曾把你的公义藏在心里，我已陈明你的信实和你的救恩，我在大会中未曾隐瞒你的慈爱和诚实。
See, sometimes it's dangerous to stand up for injustice.
有的时候要维护真理是有危险的。
To stand up for injustice, hatred, and prejudice.
特别是对抗那些不公平、仇恨和偏见。
It's difficult to stand up to the opposition of the world's views.
而且对在世界上以行为一种风气的观念，你要去反对它，也是非常的困难。
And sometimes it's difficult to proclaim the truth.Of God's love.
甚至有时候你要去宣传神的爱也是非常的困难。
But that's what Saint Valentine did.
但是华伦泰神父所做的就是这些。
And I believe that's what we are called to today to do.
我也相信今天我们被呼召出来就是要做这些事情。
If we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18, it says, For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
在哥林多前书的第一章第十八节，圣经上这样写着：因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
See, the cross for Christians is where our hope lies. It lies in the hope of Jesus Christ.
在十字架上，爱就是我们希望的一个源头。
But we can expect opposition from people who do not know our Lord Jesus.
但我们大家心里都知道，对那些不知道神我们主的人，我们会期望会碰到反对。
To the world, it just doesn't make sense. Our Lord.
因为对世俗来讲，我们的主对他们讲是毫无意思的。
And it's not always easy to stand up for Jesus.
有时候站在耶稣这一边也非常的困难。
It's not always easy to tell of his love.
也是要跟宣传他的福爱，也不是那有时候不是那么容易。
But just because it's not easy, that doesn't give us an excuse to be silent.
但是不能因为不是那么容易，所以我们就不去做这件事情。
Under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the Apostle Paul writes this in Romans 1:16.
保罗在接受圣灵的感动之后写下来罗马书的一章第十六节。
For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. Paul explains how boldness to proclaim the truth comes to us.
神的话语上写着，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要叫一切的相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。
Paul also writes in Romans chapter 5 verse 5, and hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom He has given us.
接着在罗马书的五章五节，保罗这样写着，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
See, it's the Holy Spirit power and agape love for Jesus that transformed these disciples that spoke of Jesus.
因为耶稣这种牺牲的爱，这个圣灵把这能力来让使徒感动，来改变他们。
They went out into the world and they proclaimed the good news, and that's why we're here today and know the truth of Jesus.
就是因为他们接受了呼召，去到外面世界把福音传出去，所以今天我们才知道这个福音。
But these disciples, except for John, died a horrible death because they proclaimed the truth of Jesus Christ.
知道在使徒里面，除约翰是老死以外，其他的都是很壮烈的殉道而死。
Let's look at 2 Timothy 1:8 as Paul writes an encouragement letter to Timothy.
在保罗在提摩太后书一章八节写信来鼓励提摩太。
So do not be ashamed to testify, 2 Timothy 1:8. So do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord or ashamed of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God.
保罗这样写给提摩太说，你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻，总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。
He tells Timothy not to be ashamed and to testify for Christ Jesus.
他告诉提摩太不要为主做见证为羞耻。
It says, share with me in the sufferings for the gospel.
总要跟我一样能为福音，我们要为福音同受苦难。
You know, not everyone wants to hear about Jesus Christ.
知道并不是所有的人都希望听到耶稣基督。
Some people may try to stop us.
有的人甚至可能要制止我们。
Some people may try to avoid us.
很多人可能要避开我们。
I remember a young woman from near Guilin, China.
我记得我以前碰到一个妇人，她是来自于中国的桂林。
And in this place that she lived, she was outside of that city. She was proclaiming Jesus Christ to her friends.
她住在桂林市的市郊，她向她的朋友传福音。
And the government brought her in for questioning.
政府大概公安吧，就把她抓起来，问她为什么做的事情。
And made it very difficult for her.
而且让她生活非常的困难。
And many times we can take it for granted in this country that we can share about our Lord Jesus Christ without being persecuted.
我们生活在这个国家，这国家里面我们不会传福音而受到逼迫，我们认为这是理所当然的。
We should never take that for granted.
我们从不应该认为这是理所当然的。
Let's look at John 3:17. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him.
在约翰福音三章十七节里面，圣经这样记着说：因为神差他儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
But many Christians have the wrong approach about this.
但是很多基督徒对怎么样解释经节，常常是用了错的方法。
They run around shaking their fist or fingers at people in judgment.
他常常以一种审判的态度来去跟他的朋友来交往，来传福音。
They might hit people over the head with their Bible verses.
他可能用圣经经文来教训他们。
as they try to convince them that they're going to hell without Christ.
他看恐吓威胁他们，如果他们不改变的话，你就会下地狱。
Now, even though that we know there's some truth, we've got to love our brothers and our sisters in this world.
我们要知道一个正确事情，我们的确去，我们要去爱这个世界上我们的弟兄弟姐妹。
And we don't want to water down the gospel and mistreat the truth of God's word just to be nice.
我们不要弄巧成拙来把这个福音的这个真理，反而不能够很友善的来帮助他们。
But our purpose, what works behind us should be that of love.
在传福音的后面，主要的动力是我们要爱他们。
See, the gospel message is a message of love.
因为福音的信息就是一个爱的信息。
God loves the sinners.
神爱罪人。
I mean, He loves all of us, and we're all sinners.
他爱我们，像我们这些罪人一样。
See, Jesus loves us and loves the world so much that He died for us.
神爱我们，爱这个世界，爱到一个程度，他愿意为我们死。
And God really does love us and does love the world that doesn't know Him.
神就是爱这个世界，爱这些人，他们并不认识他。
See, people will never know the truth of Jesus if you don't show love toward others.
如果你不把爱来让别人知道的话，他们不会懂得福音的。
And we need to be careful how we carry ourselves in our workplace, at home, because we represent Jesus Christ.
不管我们在家里面或者在我们工作地方，我们要记得，我们所代表的是耶稣基督。
Let's get back to our story about Saint Valentine.
我们继续来看看这个情人节的故事，还没完。
So one night, Valentine did hear footsteps at the door.
一个晚上，华伦泰神父听到军队的来了脚步声。
He was marrying someone, and the couple escaped.
当时他在证为一对男女在证婚，那这对男女就逃跑掉了。
But he was caught.
但是华伦泰神父被军队抓起来了。
He was thrown into jail.
他被关在监牢里面。
And his punishment was death.
他的被定罪要死。
And that brings me to the next point in the sermon.
这就带给我今天证道的第二个重点。
To die to self for the sake of others.
为了别人而自己牺牲。
And we see that in John 15:13, greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life.For his friends.
就如圣经约翰福音十五章十三节里面说的，人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个更大的。
Jesus said that genuine love is seen in a person willing to lay down his life for his friends.
一个真正的爱，在朋友当中看，真正的爱就是他愿意为他朋友而去摆上了自己的生命。
Would you be willing to die for your spouse or your child?
你愿意为你的配偶，为你的孩子死吗？
Would we be willing to die for the ones that we love?
你愿意为你所爱的人去牺牲自己的生命吗？
But in everyday life, we're not asked of that.
事实上，在每天的生活当中，我们并没有面对这样的一个问题。
And you'll probably never get a chance to have to die for another person.
可能你一辈子也碰不到这种机会，你需要为某一个人去死。
Now I'm blessed to have a friend John McCullough with me today.
今天我很高兴有我的朋友 John McCullough.
McCullough.
McCullough, 跟我们在一起崇拜。
And his wife Carol and their son and an exchange student with them.
他的太太 Carol 还有他的两个孩子。
Now see, John is a fireman.
我们说 John 是一个消防队员。
And when you're a fireman, you do put your life at risk for those of others.
当你做消防队员的时候，你知道你是冒着生命危险去救别人。
And that's a big risk that he takes.
这是他每天所冒的一个危险。
But I think we all need to be willing to take that kind of risk for Jesus Christ.
我相信我们大家每个人都有 有这样的心态是为了我们的主耶稣基督。
We look at 1 John 3:16. This is how we know that what love is. Jesus Christ laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers.
从这节经文当中，我们看到主耶稣怎么样为我们死，我们也应该有这样心态为别人而牺牲。
And this doesn't have to be just confined to dying for another person.
当然，这不是只是限定说。牺牲自己的生命为了朋友。
It also can mean sacrificing for the needs of others.
也可以成为说为别人的需要而放弃自己的所要。
And what's a practical way we can do?
怎么样把它行出来呢？
Sometimes it's placing our feelings, and let somebody else, pushing our feelings down so that we can lift somebody else up.
一个可以做的事情，就把自己的感受放下来，来把别人的感受放在首位。
One way we can do that is how we serve and how we give.
一个我们可以做的事情，就怎么样我们在教会里面服侍，我们怎么样来把自己有东西给别人。
And in a marriage, we can do this every day. We do have to put down ourselves.And lift up another.
在我们婚姻当中，我们每天都要这样子做，把自己所喜欢的人放下来。
And if you're married, you know this isn't easy to do.
你结婚了的人应该知道这个
easy. Not easy.
不是很容易做的事情。I agree. Thank you.
And when your little young ones get a little bit older, and their cuteness.Kind of goes away and they become teenagers.
当然，你有小孩子，当他在小孩子的时候，他非常的可爱。当他慢慢变成青少年的时候
，and this cute, sweet child is now tall and big, and they don't listen to you anymore.
他这一向是很可爱、很听话的孩子，突然间开始长得很高大了，开始不再听你的话。
That's when we need God's love to love them.
那个时候，我们就需要神的爱来爱他们。
I had to tell my son yesterday, as we were driving to youth group, I said, "You've got to be patient with me."
昨天我开车带我的孩子来参加青少年的活动，在当中时候，我跟我孩子说，你要对我要有耐心。
I said, "I'm kind of the same person, but you're kind of changing."
我还是原来的我，但是你已经变成了不一样的人了。
And a lot of times I have to ask forgiveness from my son.
有的时候我甚至要请求我的孩子原谅我。
And he also has to ask forgiveness to me as well.
所以你说你要原谅我。
But Paul explains further in Galatians 5:24.
保罗进一步在加拉太书5:24里面做这样的解释。
Let me back up a little bit. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
首先，保罗在加拉太书的2:20里面这样写着说：“我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且。”我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。
And Paul explains further in Galatians 5:24, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires.
接下来在5:24里面，保罗进一步解释这样说：凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体和的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
See, when you placed your life in Christ's hands, you were given the Holy Spirit, which gives you the power to love others.
当你接受这话语的时候，你接受圣灵给你的能力来去爱别的人。
I know that my love's not strong enough to have a strong marriage and to love my children as God wants me to.
我知道我的爱并没有像耶稣要我。活出那样的爱，去爱我的家人跟我的孩子。
My love is not sufficient.
我光凭我自己的爱，那是不足够的。
But as a Christian, I can go to God's love, and He gives me all I need and more.
但是 我是基督徒，我要去到神那边支取所有我所需要我能够有的爱。
Let's look at Ephesians 5:2 says, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us, and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
接着我们看看再看以弗所书的五章第二节，圣经上这样写着，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献与神。
So you cannot walk in love and be selfish at the same time.
你不可以在爱里面行走，同时你又自己又很自私。
Love is more powerful.
因为爱是带有大能力的。
You need to try it this Valentine's Day.
在今年的情人节，你应该试着这么做。
To sacrifice what you want and look to sacrifice for those that you love.
来为你所爱的人所需要的，来牺牲自己所爱的。
But let's get back to our Valentine story.
我们继续来回到情人节的那个历史的故事。
Saint Valentine tried to stay cheerful as he was in prison.
当华伦泰神父被关在监牢里面，他继续希望有一个很活泼的心。
Many young people came to visit him while he was in jail.
被关在监牢里面的时候，很多年轻的人来看望他。
They threw flowers and notes up to his window.
在监牢那个小窗子，经过小窗子，他们把花跟那些他们写字条来丢给这个华伦泰神父。
And they wanted him to know that they also believed in love as well.
他要华伦泰神父知道，我们也相信爱。
One of these young people was a prison guard's daughter.
其中有一位是这个管监狱这个狱卒的女儿。
Her father allowed her to visit him in the cell.
她的父亲允许她到监牢里面去来看望华伦泰神父。
They often would sit and talk for hours.
她去到监牢里面跟华伦泰神父坐下谈一个多小时。
And she believed that he did the right thing.By going against the emperor and performing marriage ceremonies.
这个狱卒女儿认为华伦泰神父所做的事情来反对这个皇帝的法律，这个是对的。
But let's go to the third point of the message today, and that is to give your life to Christ.
那来到我们今天正道第三个要点，就是说把你的生命献给耶稣。
And we look at John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
约翰福音三章十六节，大家都很熟悉的。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And many of us have made that profession of faith, and we belong to Christ Jesus as our Savior.
我们信耶稣人就 proclaim 我们宣称我们是爱耶稣，他救我们。
But are we just sitting on a pew?
是不是这样？是不是只是接受爱，我们就坐在那个椅子上，没有什么行为呢
？Or are we really loving people?
或是我们真正还是会去爱别的人
？First John 4, chapter 4, verses 8 to 9 says, "Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed His love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him."
在约翰一书的第四章八到九节里面写得很清楚，这样写着：没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。他神差遣他独生子来到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心就在此显明了。
And if we are truly living with Christ, then we.Should be walking in love.
如果我们真正是与耶稣同行的话，我们应该在爱里面来行走。
Let's look at First John chapter 4 verse 16, and it says, "And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him."
在约翰一书的第四章十六节里面，圣经上。这样写着，神爱我们的心，我们也知道，也信，神就是爱，住在爱里面的，就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
If we have been given our lives truly to Jesus, then we actually abide in who He is.
我们真的把我们生命交给神，我们也跟他爱连在一起。
See, when you give your life to Jesus, to Christ, you become a new creation in Him.
当你把自己交给耶稣基督之后，在他里面，你就变成一个新造的人。
It says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
所以在哥林多后书五章十七节里面，圣经写着，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
You know, it says, so there's a passing of from your old self,As a non-believer, and you become a believer in Christ Jesus, and the old passes away, and you become a new person, a new creation. That means you're not the same old person.
也就是说，当你在信耶稣之后，你把你的老我都那个放弃了，在他的里面，你变成一个崭新的人。
But see, it's not like we one day are.A non-Christian, the next day we wake up as a new Christian, and all the things that we used to do are not just old. We have to work at getting rid of those things in our life.
这种改变不是在一夜之间发生的，而是你要慢慢慢慢的学习，把你的老我一个一个的放弃。
And it is a process as we grow with Christ.
当我们跟耶稣基督一起，成长的时候，这是一个过程。
It says in 1 John 5:3, For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome.
约翰一书五章三节，我们遵守神的诫命，这就是爱他了，并且他的诫命不是难守的。
You know, when you become a believer, our heart's desire should be to please our Lord Jesus Christ.
当你变成基督徒之后，你的心里面就有这意愿要来讨耶稣的喜悦。
And this pleases God when our desire is not our own, but that we think every day, hopefully at least every hour, what can I do to please my Lord?
如果你每天或者每一时刻都在想着我怎么样来做事情来讨神的喜悦，这是主愿意看到的。
1 John 3:23, and this is his command to believe in the name of his Son Jesus Christ and to love one another as he commanded us.
约翰一书的三章二十三节，神给我们这样的一个诫命：神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
So we believe.That Jesus is the Son of God. He dies, he died, he rose again, he took the sins that we had upon the cross.
我们相信主耶稣神的儿子，他为我们的罪也死在十字架上。
And because of that, he loved us, and therefore we have to go out and love our neighbors.
所以他这样爱我们，我们也应该这样出去来爱人如己。
The love that the Bible talks about is a different love of the world. It's an agape love.
在圣经里面讲的爱跟世俗上讲的爱是不一样的。圣经的爱是一种牺牲的爱。
And our desire should not be of our own, but it should be of others.
我们所要关注的不只是我们自己，而是别人。
God is love, and He is the true source of love.
神是爱。它就是爱的源头。
Well, let's see how our Valentine story ends.
我们看看这个情人节的故事怎么样结束的。
On the day Valentine was to die, he left a note.
当他被要执行死刑的那一天，他留了个字条。
For the young woman, and wanted to share his a note as a friendship to this young lady.
这只要是给那个狱卒的女儿。
And he signed it, Love from your Valentine.
他最后写完之后，他下面签名是说你的华伦泰的爱。
And this is what started Valentine's Day and the exchanging of love notes on Valentine's Day.
这就是开始了 这华啊情人节的传统，那那天大家交换一个爱的一个信息。
And then, and the day that he wrote that note, it was on February 14th, 269 AD.
在写这条那一天，就是主后269年的二月十四号。
Now it's become, I think it probably is what makes Hallmark who Hallmark is, because they misuse the purpose of Valentine's Day, I think, a little bit.
那今天我们知道印那卡片的公司叫 Hallmark， 可能他们印的他对这个情人节的这个解释是不一，就是有出入的，但是印了很多卡片出来。
But hopefully.You'll think of love and you'll think of friendship when you think about Valentine's Day.
当你没想到情人节时候，你就想到友谊，想到爱。
And see, Emperor Claudius tried to stand in the way of love for his own benefit.
但是这位 Claudius 皇帝是为了自己的想要做的事情而站在而把这个爱来阻断了。
But he couldn't stop love.
但是他不能够停止人们的爱。
See, God loved us so much that He was willing to die for us.
神这样爱我们，他愿意为我们去死。
And Saint Valentine loved God enough to die for God's truth.
但为了神的真理，华伦泰愿意为主牺牲。
But what better way to celebrate Valentine's Day than to remember this?
但记得这句话，你就可以活出一个情人节真正的一个意思。
Hopefully, this day will be a day that we will commit to Christ.
希望这一天也是我们大家能够委身于神的一天。
If we don't know Him as our Lord and Savior,
如果你还不知道他就是你的救主的话。
And if we do know Christ, maybe we need to recommit our love to Him.
如果你知道神是我们救主的话，我们愿意再把我们自己委身给神。
And our Scripture says in 1 Corinthians 13:13, "And now abide." Faith, hope, love, these three things, but the greatest thing is love.
我们再回到圣经的哥林多前书的13章13节，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样之中最大的是爱。
See, love is the greatest thing we can possess as Christians.
作为基督徒，爱是我们最起码最应该要拥有的。
This is what will last. This is how we will be remembered.
这就是为什么基督徒也是为什么我们会被人认为是基督徒。
People won't care about how much money we have made or what we have given to them.
人们不会介意你给他们多少钱。
We need to give of our love. We need to give of our time to our families.
我们要给我们的家人要爱，要我们花了时间给我们家人。
Now, when I was in grade school, we gave out Valentines to each other.
在我当我还是小学生的时候，我们彼此之间交换这个在情人节那天交换礼物。
And it was so exciting when that day came.
当那天来临的时候，大家孩子们都很兴奋。
And some moms would bring special cupcakes and candies and all kinds of treats.
有些的父母带了这些糖果来，带一些蛋糕来到学校。
And I remember we would decorate like shoe boxes, and it was to receive Valentine cards, and we would use all kinds of construction paper and pink and red colors.
我那个时候我说我就把一个鞋盒子来装饰起来，里面放很多情人节卡片，我记得卡片都是红色，都是白色的。
And you always hope that your Valentine box got full with notes in it.
你带着那一盒子里面写了很多这个情人节的这个小卡片。
And the sad part was that some people, the popular people, of course, got their stuff full.
有的比较popular, 很大家喜欢的，还是他的一盒子里面卡片装得满满的。
And maybe if you had some friends, it was maybe kind of medium.
那有些朋友他那装盒子盒。其实装半满的卡片。
And then some people maybe they just got one or two, maybe they didn't get any at all.
有的孩子他所得到交换的卡片只有一两张，可能有人根本就没有。
But see, God has a special Valentine for all of us.
但神有个特别的这个情人节给我们。
And maybe you weren't the most popular, or maybe you weren't even medium.
或许你不是一个很受人欢迎的人，或者你是一个普普通通受人欢迎的人。
But see, God loved us. He loved the unpopular, the not so cool people.
但神是爱我们的，他所爱的不是那些很受人欢迎的人，他爱所有的人。
But I hope that Valentine's Day for you will kick off love for you.
我希望在情人这一天，让你的爱能够发出来。
That you won't hold back that the love that you have that God gave you to love other people.
你不应该把神给你的爱去爱别人的去爱别人的爱藏起来。
See, God created you to love others.
因为神把你创造了，就是要你去爱他人。
And when you love others, you will experience real life.
当你爱别人的时候，你才见到什么是真正的生命。
And it's outside of just your families. Your families is where it should be already.
你爱不只是你的家人，你的家人已经接受到你的爱了。
But there's a world out there that is dying and hurting and needs your love.
在世界上有很多在 正在受到苦难，他们受到痛苦，他们才需要更需要你的爱。
And the question is, are you willing to give it?
问题是你愿不愿意。
I've got a little video clip before we close.
在我结束正道的时候，我有一个短短的影片要放给大家看。
And so we'll just stand to the side while I show the video.
Yes, sir.
If you can hit the lights too, that'd be good.
Can do that. 在这边这短片里面主要讲到是各种年龄不同的人，他们认为他们是失败，他们自己有很多人做得不好，但神说你是我的。
So basically the broken are the ones that need our love.
我们知道那些特别是心灵破碎的人，他们更需要爱。
Unfortunately, we get so busy in our lives that it's hard to love those around us.
但我们生命，我们生活非常的忙碌，我们几乎没有办法去爱其他的人。
We live in a very affluent area in Ann Arbor.
我们住的这个城市 Ann Arbor 是一个非常小的城市。
And sometimes we don't see the desperation around us.
我们在我们周遭没有看到那些很失丧的人。
As I've worked with the youth, we've kind of reached out to people that we didn't even realize were just down the road a half a mile from here.
当我跟我的青少年一起同工的时候，我才知道，离我住的地方只有半里路的地方，有那么多是需要人帮助、需要人爱的人。
Those that needed food and Christmas gifts that were actually right across the street from this church.
就是在我们教会的街的对面，我们发现在圣诞节的时候，有很多人需要食物。
See, to really love is to get outside of our world. We have our own little worlds, and we've got to get out of that world, and we've got to be proactive about loving people.
我们去爱别人的时候，我们必须要 从我们自己有小小的生活圈子里面出来，去爱，才能找知道怎么样去爱别人。
Maybe say, Pastor, you know, loving my family takes enough time. That should be enough. It's enough to just love my family.
我们应该知道，我们要爱的话，不应该只是爱我们自己的家人。
But see, God commanded us to love. He didn't ask us.
神没有说 要求我们去爱,
we are His mouthpiece.
我们是他的, 爱的出口。
Our hands can give love.
Our
hands.
我们的手可以把爱传给别人。
I'm going to close with Romans chapter 8, 35 and verses 37 to 39.
我用罗马书的第8章35 还有37到39节做我正道的结束。
It says, Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
35节，谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难么？是困苦么？是逼迫么？是饥饿么？是赤身肉体么？是危险么？是刀剑么？然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了，因为我深信，无论是死 是生，是天使，是掌权的，是有人的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱在我们的主耶稣，是在我们的主耶稣基督里。
If you want to commit your life to Christ today, I hope that you will talk to myself or Bill, or even put a note in the wooden box outside that you would like to talk to someone about that.
如果你愿意今天把你委身给耶稣基督的话，我希望能跟我跟柯外神弟兄联络，或者把你写一个纸条放在那个箱子里面，我们可以跟你联络。Maybe
you would like to recommit yourself to Christ, and you need to be held accountable for loving the world. We would like to come alongside you and encourage you in that way.
如果愿意再次委身来爱这个世界的话。
Let us close.
我们来低下头来，我们做结束的祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the love that you've given to us.
在天上的父，我们谢谢你把你的爱赐给我们。
You came as a man.
你来到这世界上成为人的样式。
You experienced the pain of this world and you were in every way.
你在这世界上能 自己亲身体验了各式各样的痛苦。
You came and were born to die on this cross.
你为我们死在十字架上。
That gives us hope.
这个十字架带给了我们人类的希望。
You took that sin upon that cross and you died for each and every one of us.
你把我们每个罪都带到十字架上。
I pray that we will trust in you this day.
我为我们希望，我为我们大家对你的信心，我们来祷告。
I hope and pray that we will recommit ourselves to loving our families and loving this world.
为我们再次委身，来爱我们的家人，来爱这世界，我们来祷告。
Lord, I pray that we would understand that our love is insufficient.
哦、祷告让我们大家都知道光靠我们自己我们的爱是不足够的。
But when we draw from your love, Lord, we can never run out of love.
但是我们从你那边得支取的爱这爱永远不会停止。
But I pray that you would change us as people as we look at Valentine's Day this Tuesday.
这礼拜二就是情人节了。
That we can focus in on true love.
让我们可以来重新来专注到什么是真正的爱。
Agape love.
一个牺牲的爱。
Not love that the world shows.
不是一个这世界上所表现出来的爱。
But the love that you show us.
而是的爱是你彰显给我们看见的。
I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
为耶稣得胜的名祷告。Amen.